Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are going to go ahead and take callers as usual with one question per caller on today's show. For everyone tuning and listening in, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. That is howpsychic.com. We have a $12 special going on right now for the half an hour readings. So that is $12 for a half an hour private reading. Check it out, website howpsychic.com. I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller for today. This caller is calling in by area code 386. First three digits are 868. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes. Hi, how are you doing? My name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hello there, Sheila in Florida, and how can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling because the father of my child, his grandmother, just passed away. She was like a mother to him, and I've been trying to really be supportive of him, as in, you know, attending the funeral, even though we're not currently together. You know, just kind of supporting him through the whole situation, and he's acting as if he. I'm sorry.
What? Yeah, I couldn't hear you there.
Yes, I was saying I was trying to be supportive, and he's really just kind of acting like he doesn't want me to be a part of anything, me or my daughter. So I just kind of was wondering what that was all about.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Okay, give me one moment to go ahead and tune in for you. All right, well, you know what? It's not really good news here, but I'm going to be honest with you because I'm honest with everyone I see, you know, good or bad, I tell you. The thing about this individual is that they see a lot of jealousy towards you, okay? The spirits are telling me this person has a lot of jealousy right now. They're also very protective of that situation because there's a lot of insecurity going on with that individual, okay? And that situation, like, to them is something that they're able to control, something they're able to have, you know, a say in. And for them, they don't want to be influenced by anybody else because they really feel like they've been attacked or controlled by others for so long, okay? I also have the sense here that they're trying to look at you as if you had some kind of ulterior motive, even though they've already known that you do not, based upon your communication with them and your, you know, actions with them. But this individual is a little screwed up, okay, mentally speaking. I do also feel here that it won't always be the case. I feel that there will be a turnaround with it, but you may not see that turnaround until the new year sometime, okay? And right now my best advice to you is to keep on, you know, killing it with kindness, but also, at the same time, you've got to let your feelings, your emotions be known about how you feel they're acting and why you feel that's not so healthy. Okay?
Yeah, I did. When you say jealousy, what, like, is he jealous of me or is he jealous that other people might? I mean, what is, what, when you say jealousy, I'm not quite sure what.
Well, there's jealousy towards your character. So, yes, it's towards you, honey.
My character, okay.
Mm-hmm.
As in the way I would handle the situation.
Well, I believe so. The way that you would handle it, the way that, you know, you come into it with the kindness and the generosity at times, you know, even if that's just on the emotional or the verbal level, okay? And they see something in you that they don't have. It doesn't matter what it is. It just matters that they have that jealousy towards you, and that's what you need to know right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, one question per caller, please, here on the show. I want to wish the best to all of our callers, but we need to try and get to as many as we can. All right, our next caller here is area code 856. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Your first three digits are 429. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, how are you? Rosemary from Jersey. And my question is, like, my friendship with a certain person, like, what's his, like, feeling towards it at this moment in our friendship-wise?
Okay.
If you can pick that up.
Okay. I can pick it up, but I'm going to need a first name only, please.
Ralph.
Ralph. Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay. All right, well, I'm definitely picking up on it here, but I'm gonna first of all say, okay, that yes, there's a connection there. It's spiritual as well as emotional. They have some emotions towards you here that are of the attractive nature, okay, which can be good. The negative, though, is that I'm kind of feeling like, or I'm sensing that you have some concerns about other people around him right now.
In what way?
Like of a romantic sense.
People around him? On his part or my part?
No, I'm asking if you're concerned whether there's other people around him right now of a romantic sense, because I'm feeling like there's concern as to whether he would put in commitment and be loyal.
Oh, towards me?
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Yes. I feel positive
okay.
about it,
okay.
if that's what you mean.
Well, you got to try and stay positive about it, and please don't allow those fears to get in your way. But I would not say to not consider the possibilities that this individual could be speaking or talking to others. I do not currently see that they are. But it is good wisdom to always be aware until you are fully in a committed relationship where it's been confirmed on both parties, okay? I feel that your dynamic with this individual will improve. I give this an actual week or two. I'm actually seeing a week and a half, so that's why I'm saying week or two. Normally my predictions happen within that time or at that time, okay? Now, what we also see here is that there's some past issues with this individual. I'm not going to say they're really bad, but I am going to say that he's having to heal, he's having to go through certain things, and I feel that you kind of relate to this because you've also been hurt in the past, like we all have, but to what you believe to be maybe a larger degree, okay? And I feel that the quality of opportunities in your love life is definitely going to improve in this coming year. So I wish you the best with that. And call back and let us know how it worked out.
Cool. So you mean like negative, like, oh, okay, like my part. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
All right, our next caller today is area code 856, first three digits, 776. Hello, caller, please state your name, where are you calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yes, hello, Laura in New Jersey. How are you doing today, and how can I help you?
I was wondering if you can tell me if I'm going to be meeting my soulmate anytime soon.
Okay, if you're going to be meeting him, if I heard that correct.
Yeah, right.
Okay, great. Okay, then give me one moment here, and I will see what comes out for you today. Actually, you are, and we're looking at the first part of December. The 5th actually sticks out to me, okay? And I'm feeling here that you're asking about soulmates, okay? I want you to understand that a person has more than one soulmate in life, but they only get one twin flame. So
okay, twin flame, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Twin flame.
Okay, because soulmates, we can look at that all day long, honey. I'm getting the fist on the soulmate here. Let me see about the twin flame. All right, yeah. You. Okay. Yeah, we're definitely getting, let's see here, what's the second month of the year? I got to look at this. I don't remember. All right, November, December, January. Okay, yeah, so it is February then. All right, February the 7th is an auspicious time for you to meet your twin flame. Now, I'm not getting information how they're going to appear, how they're going to come into your life, or you coming into theirs. Could be the other way around. And from what I'm seeing here, the only thing that I'm seeing is a party. It's some kind of party. I know you don't go out a lot. I know you don't go do a whole bunch of things. But I'm seeing a party. I'm seeing the two of you together at that party. Don't know if that's how you're going to meet or if that's where your first date's going to be, something to that effect. Okay?
Okay. Do you have anything else at all about him, or that's it?
All right. Yeah. Okay, I'm not getting anything else on him other than the height, and we're looking at someone between five six to 5'9".
Okay. Hmm. Okay.
All right.
That's
well,
a little short.
You the best.
Thank you.
You know, it doesn't matter who you know what their physical traits are, as long as the twin flame dynamics there, you can, you know, have the attraction either way. All right. Thank
okay.
you for calling in and have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Next caller for today is area code 818. First three digits are 324. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name. Where are you calling from? And go right in your question.
It's Diane. I'm calling from California. And I'm wondering about a relationship with a man named Jack.
Okay. All right, why is this person seeming to be off the grid right now? It's like they'll pop in for a little bit, they'll do well, but then they'll just like, they do well every time they're in, for the most part, but then they just drop off the face of the planet for some reason here and there. And they
right,
doesn't ever
right.
seem to be for very lengthy periods of time, but, you know, the communication factor, I guess, could be a little bit more consistent. Let's see here. Yes, you were brought together actually by Uriel. This is one of the archangels, by the way. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. Yeah. Okay. Okay, this person, let me put it this way. They're crazy, but they're kind of crazy in a good way. And sometimes that gets in their own path to success. Okay. I feel that the dynamic between the two of you is going to need some time, granted, but it is going to work out. I also feel that they've kind of pushed you to a level now where you're having to decide whether to stick with this or to move on. My best advice to you is it's okay to keep the doorway cracked, but it's never okay to put yourself fully on hold for someone until the commitment's there, okay?
Thank you. I love that answer. I agree 100%. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see here. I believe this is our next caller. Area code 818. First three digits are 324. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name. Where are you from? And go ahead and your question.
You just hung up for me. I'm sorry, Adam. It's Diane. I just spoke with you.
Oh, hey. Sorry. I got a full switchboard trying to get back into it here. All right. We've got, 520-234. Hello. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi. Hello. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. You got a question?
I do. Thank you very much. I just made a relocation a few houses away, and I'm wondering if you see this as a good thing.
Okay. Most certainly is a good thing. And it feels like you kind of had to jump some hurdles on this one, Lisa. But it is certainly a good thing for you. Okay. It's going to take a little bit of time to obviously get settled in, but also to allow the positive energy of this to really start to soak in and help you. On another level, I also want to give you a word of advice, because I see people around you still that you're going to have to kind of put in their place, and you're going to have to draw that line and say, no, I won't stand for this. And that's what I feel you might need to learn from all of this lately, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, once more, we have a $12 special going on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And that is a $12 special for a half an hour reading. So please go over there and check it out. That's howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Our next caller today is 610-442. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead into your question.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Call from Pennsylvania. I had a question about career.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to know, there's been a few things going on at my present job. It's not the job itself, but it's the agency we're dealing with. They got this, outside company, to do the redesign of their big, huge project for them instead of us. I mean, we were still working, but in a different capacity. Things are just chaotic right now. As a matter of fact, they were supposed to launch something yesterday, and it didn't go, and they're still finding more issues. I mean, what do you see happening there? Do you see us taking us back? I mean, what do you see transpiring there?
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I'm actually feeling that it will take effect. It's just taking some time to get over these hurdles, but it will get there. It will prosper. I feel that this, obviously you're asking about this because it involves you quite a bit, okay? And from my feeling here is we should see a positive on your level. But you're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to go through this with it if you want. But you're going to need to know not to depend upon just this right now. And this economy and the way that things are right now, you always got to have a plan B, and that's your message today. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, and I think we're being joined by our co-host, Lolita, so let me see if I can get her on here. Hello, Lolita. Okay, maybe that's not you. All right, area code 404, first three digits are 635. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Sharisha. I'm in Georgia. My question is a love question. Me and my boyfriend broke up going on 2 months ago, and I'm just wondering what you see for me in reference love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going to need you to repeat that. I didn't process all of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. My name is Sharisha. I'm calling about a love question. Me and my boyfriend broke up almost 2 months ago. I'm just wondering what you see for me in reference to my future in love.
Okay, wonderful. All right, here. Now, as far as what I'm seeing, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. As far as what I am seeing here, you are having a good future in love, but that's not going to happen now until sometime in next year. Not seeing the first part of next year. I'm actually seeing March, which is really weird. That's around where my birthday is, okay? We're looking at March 2nd to about the 3rd, which is your karmic number, which is 3, okay? And we're looking at someone brand new here. You're actually going to meet this person through a mutual friend of yours. Granted, your connections with friends right now are minimal because you've kept it that way to make sure you have a positive environment. And I feel here that you're working on your spirituality, you're working on your spiritual welfare, as well as your emotional and your physical welfare within life. So these are all things that are going around right now that you're having to get settled and more stable. And at the March time period is when that love is going to come marching in. And quite literally at that, because I see them marching right through a door, and there you are with your friend, and your friend's introducing you, and there you've got your fireworks and everything. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. See here. I'm not done with you yet. I'm getting a whole bunch over here. She's like, oh, God, I got to go.
Oh, boy.
All right. Now, we've got here, yes. Okay. He is actually well-defined, and I don't say that very often. Normally, I see people, you know, that kind of got a little definition. Maybe they're a little over, you know, weight. But this one, he's well-defined. We're looking at an Adonis over here, yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Okay. He's got some mixed race, but he's okay. He's good-looking, you know. He's not one of those people that are just one way or another, and then you get the mixes, and sometimes it's not, you know, so attracted to the each individual. But what I am seeing here is that you're going to have a very good attraction towards this person as well as them towards you. It also looks like you're trying to work on your physical health, and that's very positive because you're heading in the right direction. And by the time you get there to meeting that person, you're also going to be very physically healthy. Let's see here. All right. I'm seeing little children in the background, but I don't get any information on them. They're kind of just there, like little shadows running around and playing. So I don't know. There's like 2-3 of them there. I can't tell. So I think maybe you're going to have the possibility for children if that's what you're looking for. Okay. I am also seeing, wow, okay, you trying to build a business over here?
Not right now. I'm actually a student.
Okay, and what are you going to school for?
Human services. It's like either can be in reference to drug addiction or also to help with children.
Yeah.
It just depends.
Okay. And let's see here. Yep, that's going to go very well for you, and you're going to be on track. You might end up opening up your own facility or foundation, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to be aware that I might be seeing, like, a very distant future here, but you're certainly on track, and the spirits and God wants you to know that, you know, great job. They're very proud of you. Don't lose hope. You've come so close in the past, but you're getting there, and that one thing you're waiting on for finances should be here in a matter of just 2 to 3 weeks, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. If let's see here. We've got about 4 minutes left. If you're calling in and you're already called in, you want to go ahead and raise your hand to ask a question, push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone now. And for those of you wanting to go to our website to get a private reading, that website is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. Check it out. We've got a special going on right now for $12 for our half an hour reading, and that's a spiritual special for today. All right, and it doesn't appear to me that we have any other callers, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night. Thank you for calling in.